Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 118, Staying Hydrated with celebrity fitness instructor Kathy Kaler.
I think a lot of people struggle with that 4 o'clock. The eyes start to close. You're wondering how you're going to get through the rest of the day without going for the quick cappuccino. Water can give you more energy.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, golf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, as an outdoor athlete, you know how important it is to stay hydrated. It's common knowledge. Despite that, an estimated 75% of all Americans are chronically dehydrated. And maybe the problem is that we think about thirst and hydration as the same thing, and they are a little bit different. You know, when we're thirsty, we will reach for a soda or an iced tea or a lemonade, but we're missing the water that our bodies need at a cellular level to function properly and for us to be healthy. Now, today's guest is going to share some awesome tips and some easy ways for keeping yourself hydrated and giving your body the water that it needs to function properly throughout the entire day. It's a great interview. I'm sure you're going to love it. And after that, make sure you stay tuned because Jessica Bailey is back to share a tip on helping you get more from your ab workout in this week's Sassy Girl Exercise Tune.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So last time on the show, I spoke with happiness expert Mike Ferry, and it was a great interview. Mike talked about how we are in control of our happiness, and there are specific things that we can do, habits that we can develop that will help us be happier. So if you missed that episode, you may also have missed some of the exclusive stuff that I send out every week in the email newsletter. You know, the newsletter is really cool. It's free. And I send to you a quick little brief about what's coming up on the next show, exclusive articles, tips, resources, other things like that comes right into your inbox. I also include a free Tabata morning routine. So this is the exercise routine that I do in the morning. And it's awesome because it only takes 4 minutes and you give it everything you got. So when you're done, you're huffing and puffing and you're exhausted, but you feel awesome because you know you did something good for yourself and you've revved yourself up for the entire day. So make sure you head over to outsidehealthandfitness.com/118, sign up for the free newsletter, get that free Tabata morning workout routine so you can try it because I know you're going to love it. And I will wait right here. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here sipping on some water. So my guest today is Kathy Kaler. Kathy is a nationally recognized healthy living spokesperson. And for more than 2 decades, she's been a trusted expert helping everyone from soccer moms to celebrity superstars get in shape and adopt a healthy lifestyle. Kathy's worked with A-list Hollywood celebrities, including Julia Roberts, Michelle Pfeiffer, Kim Kardashian, and Jennifer Aniston. She's a best-selling author, and she created the Sunday Setup. It's a great system for organizing your food at the beginning of the week to make sure that you have healthy snacks and meals all week long. I am so honored to have her on the show. So let's get right into my interview with Kathy. All right. Well, Kathy, I'm so excited to have you on Outside Health and Fitness and get to know you and find out all about the work that you're doing.
I'm excited to share.
Can you give us a little background on you? I know you've got a very diverse background with fitness and health and all that. Can you kind of give us a little rundown on where you came from?
Absolutely. I am a Michigan native. I was born in the Detroit area. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, I always start the story out here because it makes sense later on. But I was born with a dislocated hip.
Okay.
And That was many moons ago, and at that time, the only kind of surgery that existed was something that was at toddler age, 2 or 3 years old, and then there was a pillow brace type situation, and nothing really worked. Mm. And so at age 5, the next step was to put a pin inside or near the hip and the femur bone that kind of comes up your thigh, and that worked. And so at 5 years old, once I healed, I was off and running. And my life and passion for fitness began on the playground of trying to beat all the boys in the class and running races to many different high schools that I attended due to my dad's job as an engineer. We traveled around, so from Michigan to Wisconsin to Sao Paulo, Brazil. But that still was there. Sports was just incredibly important to me. So I kept going and still hold my actual high school record for the 440 relay and the high jump.
Wow.
I know, isn't it amazing?
That's incredible.
It's good or bad. Great for me, but wow, where are the kids who could beat me today?
Really?
And then I played sports all through college and thought I was going to head into the physical education direction and teach, but I was given the opportunity to be an intern at Coors Wellness Center in Golden, Colorado. And
wow.
So I left Michigan and headed west, and that was where I started really my love and was introduced to one-on-one training. And I worked with people there of all different ages and different capacities. I loved the reality of being able to put a bottler or a taste tester on a workout, as well as create a traveling plan for an executive.
Mm-hmm.
And that really began to carve my learning and my love for one-on-one and really taking that individual person and looking at them and what's their unique situation and how can I help improve the quality of their life. And that brought me into the health club industry in Colorado, which, like a lot of places, there's coffee shops on every corner. Well, in Denver, there are gyms.
Right.
And so it was a very active state, so it was a good place to be at the time. That brings me around the late 80s, where my boss in Denver took a job from an advertisement in the back of a fitness magazine that happened to be from Jane Fonda. And Jane Fonda was looking for someone to oversee her fitness empire. Yeah. From books to infomercials to VHS tapes and her studio in Beverly Hills. And I remember to this day that I said to him as he was leaving, if there's any job, even emptying the trash, please think of me. I will come in an instant. And 6 months later, the trash emptying job wasn't available, but a position at her spa that she had opened in Santa Barbara, California. He had told her about me and she wanted to meet me. So that's what got me even further west.
Yeah.
In the early 90s, I was with her for a little bit until she then took off onto her next journey with now an ex-husband, Ted Turner.
Yeah.
I then kind of took another risk and a step into my own business and started training celebrities, and that happened to be from introductions that I made at Jane's Laurel Springs Retreat Ranch.
Yep.
And from there, it kind of has just evolved into a fitness expert from on the Today Show to magazines. I've written several books. I still train celebrities, but I also train neighbors. I do a lot of online work now and still creating content and messaging on why it's so important that we have to exercise and we have to fuel our bodies properly. That lends into a lot of my work as a spokesperson, how to get that message. And there are good products out there. It's finding them. And I feel that that's my responsibility as a health advocate, as a fitness expert. I need to weed these things out and bring things forward that do work.
Right. That was an amazing run through and an incredible story. Believe it or not, I want to go all the way back to the very beginning and ask you about that dislocated hip.
Yes.
That must be a very unusual thing, isn't it? To have a dislocation at birth?
It was very much. And the thought is, and we go back into genetics, is my mother had a dislocated hip and my grandmother had a dislocated hip. And at the time for them, they did not have that second surgery. They did not have that pin that I got.
Wow.
And so when you look at genetics, I'm a mom as well, and that was a concern that I had with my three boys. But for my memory, it was never even a thought, because I was able to excel with what I had. It really did not have any part of my life short of I could not sit crisscross.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it, but I had to lean backwards. You know how you can lean forward and put your elbows on your thighs or on your knee, bent knees? I can't do that, but that's okay.
You can get by without that, right?
Right, exactly. I worked around it. And then it hasn't been until later in life. And that really happened 7 years ago where it started to present itself and act out. That's another part of my story.
Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit, too, about... You know, you were saying that you were doing these personalized one-on-one trainings for everybody from a bottler to an executive. And along the way, I know we want to talk today about hydration and water. Where did that come into your plan with these people in terms of just making sure people were properly hydrated when they were working out?
I think it's a message that I learned back when taking classes in college. And, you know, you hear the recommendation on why we should have water as a way to quench thirst, but also to provide proper hydration when we exercise. The phrase is make sure you drink before, during, and after a workout.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always been part of the messaging. But I think it's something that has become more and more a reality when we see that there are numbers of people, especially in this country, that walk around dehydrated.
Right.
And for so many reasons, you know, I think many of them is there's so many other choices of things to drink that people forget about water.
Yeah.
We're inundated with marketing and all type of ways to entice us to take on that other drink. So whether it's a soda or whether it's a coffee or alcohol or, you know, there's so many people that I meet that never take a sip of water all day long.
Right.
And so I really have stepped forward in the education and the awareness space to really say, look, people, we have to drink water. And water is a huge part of our body. I mean, we have most of our body is made up of water. It's about half of Americans, maybe 50%, they drink 4 or less glasses of water a day. Mm. And when you think about that and the negative effects, you know, it may be headache, it may be lack of energy, maybe lack of clarity and focus, but it can also be physiological. You know, our organs rely on that lubrication and that flushing of toxins. And I mean, it's just really endless why we need to get that water in. And so my partnership that I have done with SodaStream, that I really, really have had a wonderful time, you know, just really exposing SodaStream as a product. I've been a SodaStream user for a very long time. And for those who don't know what it is, it's actually a home system that turns your tap water into sparkling water in seconds.
Yeah.
And it sits on your counter. It doesn't plug in. It's really quite a fabulous way to either get more water in, or for those who love drinking water, it's just another little twist on your water, if you will, you know, adding some sparkling, whether it's a little bit or a lot. And then you can naturally flavor it with they have, SodaStream has natural flavors, but you can squeeze a little lemon and you're off and running. But, you know, it's just so important to keep talking about it for the reasons of we have one body and we need to take care of it. And what are some of the most important things that we can do? And drinking water is right up there at the top.
Yeah. One of the things that is difficult for people is that they are so used to these other flavors and sodas and things like that. Is that part of their reason that they don't drink water, where SodaStream kind of walks in and kind of helps with that?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, there was a survey that was conducted by North Star, and it was on behalf of SodaStream, that 40% of Americans are still reaching for something other than water to quench their thirst. And that's, you know, just what I was saying earlier. I think we are just so inundated with different options. You go down to, you know, you go into the grocery store and there's an entire aisle for juice and soda.
Right.
You know, the water is in its own, it's in its own aisle.
And so, well, yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, a lot of those juices and sodas are, they're so loaded with sugar, which is another kind of an addictive thing that people kind of get into.
Exactly. And chemicals.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we're not reading the label, and you may not realize that this has a lot of calories. And you may also not realize it might have caffeine. It might have a dye in it.
Yep.
Some of the other things that are sweetened with artificial sweeteners and preservatives, that's the thing that I love about water and you know, filtering your water. There's a whole other topic on where you're actually getting your water from. But, you know, filters can be in your home. They can be in a pitcher. They can, you know, we want to try and really work towards that greening, and that's another reason of SodaStream. I used to purchase sparkling water.
Yeah,
I can count all the cans, all the plastic bottles that I myself as a consumer added to this planet.
Yeah,
I love that I can just fill my pitcher up that filters water and put it in the SodaStream, and now I have my own sparkling water.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I know that there was a news story a while ago where they were talking about people reusing the plastic water bottles that they were buying their water in, and how unhealthy that was because the plastic would leach into the water. And then I kind of started thinking about, well, what about all of the trucks that have those plastic water bottles and they're just sitting there, or they're driving all the way across the country before they deliver them? What's the difference?
Right.
And I don't know if there is something there or not, but why take the chance? If you can get it right out of your faucet and filter it, then you're not even having to deal with any of that.
Exactly.
Potential.
And that that also is when the story broke and it became very upfront in the news about the plastics. And and so I love that SodaStream has also made that as a conscious effort to use that BPA-free reusable. And you know, I think we have become very savvy about looking at the plastics. But I think when you buy, you can get water bottles today and you feel them, it's almost like they'll crack in your hands. They're so thin.
Yeah.
And I still think about, well, if they're this thin, like, is there any, can it still seep in the water? And if that gets hot?
Yeah, right.
I love the idea that we can eliminate that step.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think it's safer, it certainly is easier, it's faster, and it's less expensive.
Yeah. I know for me, I should be drinking about 90 ounces of water a day or so. I pretty much hit about 64. Most of the time, I don't make the 90, but I'm working on it. But what I do is I play a little game with myself, and I have one of those 32-ounce bottles with me that I take to work. And my game is I gotta finish one of those before lunch, and then I gotta finish one before I come home. And that gets me my 64. Do you have any other creative ways of just making sure that you get all your water in for the day?
Well, I love that you bring that up, because it is so much on everybody's radar about tracking and tracking your workouts and tracking your steps and tracking your weight. And so why not track your water? And so I think you can come up with some easy tricks. I love the bottles that come with your SodaStream, because they give you the ounces on there. And my goal is that I have two of those a day. And so it's easy for me to see, and I can make both of them. So I'll see that, okay, I'm halfway through one, I got my other, and I can look at the time, and I can kind of gauge my water that way. So I think for people to just become a little more accountable and set your water up in the morning, like you might set up your snacks, might you set up your plan for your meals, set up your water. And I became very passionate about drinking water, and this goes way back. Instead of thinking about just pouring myself a glass of water or getting my tap water or, you know, whatever I was drinking at the time, I took out one of my very fancy glass antique pitchers that, you know, we would only use on holidays. But why? Why not?
Yeah.
Fill it with some beautiful, fresh, filtered water, put some slices of lemon or cucumber, and set it on that shelf in your refrigerator. So when you go and are looking for a snack, when really we're probably thirsty, because that's another reason people overeat or add more calories, is we can mess up our body's kind of signal that, hey, you're thirsty, but instead we eat food.
We think we're hungry.
So, so now my pitcher is there, and it's beautiful, and it's inviting, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a glass of water. So I think creating a way that is motivating to find what works, it really makes a big difference. The other thing is we can look at our pee. And if you're anything like the sun,
you need more water.
You better start drinking your water.
That's right.
Hurry to the nearest Bed Bath & Beyond and get a soda stream if you can't stand flat water. At least start drinking bubble water. Because you really want to be more in that pale, you know, pale yellow color. And that's a good way to check it out. The other thing is, and my dad has passed away, but before he had, and he had some dehydration problems, and that does take place a lot with elderly people.
Right.
They need to be encouraged to drink more and more water. And I remember asking my dad, I'm like, when was the last time you went to the bathroom? That's another way.
Oh,
if you're not going every hour, you need more water.
Because
that's the body flushing toxins and flushing out and needing to be replenished.
Yeah. I find that, and people I talk with, same thing, is that once you start drinking water on a regular basis, your body kind of craves it. It gets easier and easier to, like you were saying, reach for the water, you know?
Right. And it's hard to imagine in the beginning. I did a study with some of my friends and clients and different people from every little spot in the country and different ages, some women, some men. And I had some people who were very, very big diet soda drinkers. In fact, that was all they drank. And the study was to see if they could add water or more water in by just having a soda stream machine.
Yeah.
It was so, personally, it was incredible to see someone change, because I'm all about improving the quality of your life and how you eat, how you drink, and how you move. And it was really awesome to see that those who had a home beverage carbonation system, they consumed 43% more water and water-based beverages than those who didn't.
Wow.
And that was huge.
Yeah.
And just by doing that and all of the benefits that come from that.
Talk about some of those benefits. What are some of the benefits that you would get from consuming more water?
I think a lot of people struggle with that 4 o'clock. The eyes start to close. You're wondering how you're going to get through the rest of the day without going for the quick cappuccino. Water can give you more energy.
Yeah.
Just because your body is working better. You think of a car, it doesn't work really that good if it doesn't have any oil or good gasoline in it. So your body's the same way. We need to really make sure that there's a ton of water going in there. And so that's a big thing. Headaches. Mm. Wow. Headaches are everywhere.
Yeah.
And that is another benefit of having more water. I mean, it can't keep them away permanently, and it's not a cure, but it certainly is a way to reduce that risk.
Right, right. Certainly the ones that are coming on because you're dehydrated.
Right, right. And then I think the other thing is that it can be a way to help you feel more full.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are more full, you may not grab those maybe mindless calories.
Right.
So that's something that I think is really key, especially for people who are wanting to lose weight, wanting to kind of shed those few pounds.
Yeah.
That is so important to add that water in.
I'll tell you, I've had quite a few people on the show that made huge transformations in their life in terms of their weight loss, and every one of them has said, oh, I drink all kinds of water. You know, that was a huge thing for me in terms of getting myself back in shape again.
Right. A lot of athletes are very good and committed to having the right amount of water because they know how it makes their body work.
Right.
And the other thing is caffeine. We are a country of coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
And they might be also in diet sodas, and that is dehydrating.
That's my big vice is coffee. I have too much coffee. Mm-hmm. But
well, just balance it out.
That's
just
right.
Balance it out. I think that will be good.
Got to have some water in there too. That's awesome. Well, this has been really great stuff. Now, how can we find out more about you if we're interested in getting a soda stream? How do we do those sorts of things?
I am super easy to find online. I am everywhere.
All right.
I love all the social platforms. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
You can just dial up my name, Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Kaler, K-A-E-H-L-E-R.
Okay.
And my website is kathykaler.net.
Okay.
And I love that it is so easy to find a soda stream. It's at Target. It's at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh.
I've even seen them on great prices right at your supermarket. So
yeah.
The message is getting out that this is a great way to increase your water intake.
You can get it anywhere. That's great. I'll have links in the show notes to all of those spots. I was on your website, and it's an awesome site, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, one day we'll have to exchange being guests on shows because I also have a show that is called Fit and Sexy for Life. So I am on online radio at LA Talk Radio. So it's really a fun new part to my just continuing to try and help improve people's lives.
Oh, that's great. So it's a terrestrial radio show?
Yeah, it's online.
Oh,
it's every Wednesday, and
nice.
and I've got that right on my homepage as well.
Cool. Well, I hope you don't have to be sexy to be on the show, because that would probably I would
when
be
you're
out.
Fit. When you're fit, you are sexy.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good to know. All right.
There you
go. Kathy, it was awesome talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this great information about water and particularly the soda stream and what a big difference that can make in somebody's life.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, it's time for the Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up with my good friend, fitness instructor, Jessica Bailey. Jessica is back to help you tune up some of your favorite exercises so you can get the maximum benefit from the time you put in. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. So what are we talking about this week?
So this week, I want to talk about the stomach crunch.
Ah.
You see people do this all the time, and there are very common mistakes that reduce the effectiveness of a stomach crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to talk about the simple things that you can do to make it all worthwhile. So one thing that you want to make sure you're not doing is tucking your chin into your chest.
Mm.
So you should not tuck your chin into your chest. You always want to think like a fist size between your chin and your chest, or an orange, or like a baseball, something like that. And then make sure you're not jerking up into a crunch.
Yeah.
So you don't want to raise yourself really high off the floor. You want to keep your abs contracted the entire time. So it's not like you contract, release, contract, release. I see that constantly when I'm teaching classes. Your abs should be contracted the entire time. And all of the work should come from your abs and not your neck.
Right. So, you know, one thing that I used to do was I actually don't do crunches anymore.
Good.
But what I used to do was I'd keep my hands kind of lightly supporting the back of my head and try to look straight up. Does that help kind of keep you in better alignment?
Yeah. If you're looking straight up, there is enough room to like put a tennis ball between your chin and your chest, right?
Yeah.
If you are looking down at your thighs and looking at your abs, there's no way that you could put a tennis ball between your chin and your chest.
Right, right.
So all the work should be in your abs, not in your neck.
Yep.
And so, yes, crunches improve posture and stabilize the core muscles, and they contribute to a healthy back, but doing hundreds of them is a waste of time.
Yeah. I found just, you know, doing a plank or something like that seems to be more effective for me anyway.
Yeah, well, the three best ab exercises you can do is a high plank on your hands,
mm-hmm.
a forearm plank, obviously on your forearms, and that bicycle crunch where you dart your legs in and out and you do opposite shoulder to opposite knee.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the three best exercises you can do for your abs.
Excellent. That's great. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's perfect.
You're welcome, of course.
As always, that was a great tip. You can get more awesome tips like that on Jessica's website at sassygirlfitnessnyc.com. Also, Jessica and I have a new show called Funky Fitness Now, where we take a fun look at the weird, wacky, and kooky things that people do to get fit. Last week, we talked about retro running, and we had an awesome time. So check it out. It's at funkyfitnessnow.com. So today we learned that when you prepare ahead of time and track your progress, it's easy to incorporate more water into your daily routine. And if flat water isn't for you, Kathy recommends a soda stream to turn your tap water into refreshing, sparkling water. With more water, you're going to have more energy, you're going to feel better, and you're going to be healthier overall. Thanks to Kathy for coming on the show and enlightening you and I about the benefits of drinking more water. I'll have links to Kathy on social media and to her site, along with everything else we talked about on today's show at outsidehealthandfitness.com/118. Thanks again for listening to the show. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review in whichever podcast player you like to use. Thanks again, and I'll see you outside.